Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavuot Tov, brothers and sisters, the After the Shabbat podcast. It was, it's a network, you know, network difficulty, a network situation that just dropped the whole podcast right there. So we're going to continue from the fifth Aliyah right here. Here, still in the Shabbat. Shabbat Lech Lecha. Shabbat Lech Lecha. So we're going to pick up with the fifth Aliyah right here. But these are some network, they said network difficulties, and the whole line just dropped, and that brought the podcast to an effective conclusion right there. But we know right here, first day service on the ear. Yes, God.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
So here, let's ride up. Fifth Aliyah for Lech Lecha. Get thee out, Lech Lecha. Go for self on the fifth Aliyah after this right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael, give ear, right here, O Yisrael, hear for the Chamishi, hear for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth offering here for this Shabbat Lech Lecha, here for this Sabbath, get thee out, here for this Torah portion reading and feeding here at the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth offering here for this Shabbat Lech Lecha, Senbet Leite Wuta, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Genesis chapter 14, here at verse 21, for the Chamishi Aliyah. Vayomer Melech Sedom il Avram, ten li ha-nefesh, v'harkusha kach lak. And the king of Sodom said to Avram, Vayomer Melech Sedom il Avram, give me the persons, ten li ha-nefesh, give me the souls, ten li ha-nefesh, and take the goods to thyself, v'harkusha kach lak. And Abraham said to the Melech Sodom, the king of Sodom, Herimoti yadi elihua el elyon one shamayim wa aretz. I have lift up mine hand to he who be harimoti yadi elihua el elyon, the most high el one shamayim wa aretz, possessor, maker, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldst say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, with I, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. Let them, make them, take their portion. And hear, Shema Yisrael, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 15, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed, a spiritual seed promised. After these things, the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Adonai Yahuwah, Adonai Yahweh, Lord God, Adonai Yahuwah, Lord Jehovah, what wilt thou that I give me? What wilt I give I, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to I thou hast given no seed, and lo, look, one born in my house, my bait is mine ear. And behold, the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came to him, saying, This shall not be thine ear, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine ear. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, toward Shamayim, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said to him, So shall thy seed, thy race, be. And he believed, and he remained in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, in he who be who he be. And he counted it to him for righteousness. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Lekha, Sabbath, get thee out, Senbet, Taleta, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 15, here at verse 7, for the Sheishi, Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth up offering, here for this Shabbat, Lekha. Vayomer Elayo, Ani Hoa, Asher Hotzeitika, Me Ura Kasdim, Lateta Leka, Eta Haaretza Hazot, Le Rishataha. And he said to him, I he who be who he be, Vayomer Elayo, Ani Hoa. I am Jehovah who brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees. Ani Yehovah Asher Hotzeitika Me Ur Kasdim. To give thee this land, to inherit it, to inherit her. Lateta leka eta haaretza hazot le rishtaha. And he said, Adonai Yahuwah, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, Adonai, Jehovah, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit? Whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it, inherit her? And he said to him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took to him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Avram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Avram. And lo, and horror, a dread, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said to Avram, know of a surety that thy seed, thy race, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, in peace, be shalom. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. They shall come here again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to thy seed, thy race, have I given this land from the river of Mitzrayim, from the river of Kemet, the river of Egypt, to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites and the Kenizzites and the Kadmonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. And hear, Shema Israel, give ear, O Israel, hear, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 16, the birth of Ishmael. Now, Sarai, Abram's Isha, Abram's wife, bear him no child, bear him no children. Now, Sarai, Abram's wife, bear him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, behold now, Jehovah hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in to my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's Isha, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be Ishto, to be his wife, his Isha. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said to Abram, my wrong be upon thee, I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Jehovah judge between me and thee. Jehovah judge between I and thee. But Abram said to Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the Melaka Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah found her by fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou? And whither, where wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the Melaka Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, said to her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the Melaki Yahuwah said to her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the Melaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah said to her, behold, thou, I art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael. Because because Yahweh Jehovah has heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man and every man's hand, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of he who be, we be, that spake to her, thou El, seest me, seest I. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me, that seeth I? Wherefore the well was called Be'er Lahai, Lahai Roi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram's son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. And Shema Yisrael, hear. First book of Moses, Hebrew book, called Genesis, Genesis chapter 17. The revelation of Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, as El Shaddai, Almighty El. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, Yahweh Jehovah appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God, I am El Shaddai. Walk before I, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, between I and the I, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Avram fell on his face, and Elohim, Elohim, the true God, the true God, talked with him, Lamor, saying, Avram becomes Abraham. Verse 4. As for me, as for I, behold, my covenant is with thee, I, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Avram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, I. The Abrahamic covenant confirmed and made everlasting and made eternal. Verse 6. And I will make thee, I, exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, I, and kings shall come out of thee, I. Thee, I, thee, I, thee, I, thee, I, thee,
I, thee, I, thee, I, thee, I. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want tomorrow, now it's called if we fly. Praise the Most High. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want tomorrow, now it's called if we fly. Praise the Most High.
Believe.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, Simi Ethiopia. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Hear for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering. Hear for this Shabbat Lekha, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 17. Hear at verse 7 for the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, up offering. Hear for this Shabbat. Get thee out. Wa hikimoti etta britiya baini ua baineka ua baina zareka achereka le dorotama livarita olama lihiyota leka lelohima ula zareka And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, between I and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a Elohim to thee, I, and to thy seed after thee. Wahikimoti et beriti baini uwa bainika uwa bainazarika achereka lidorotama livrit olam lihiota leka lelohima ulazarika achereka. And I will give to thee, I, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their Elohim, true God. Circumcision, establish as the sign of the Abrahamic covenant, verse 9. And Elohim said to Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou, the I, and thy seed, and thy race, after thee, I, in their generations. This is my covenant, which ye, y'all, shall keep between me and you, between I and thy seed, Zareka, thy race, after thee, the I. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and he shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the berit, of the covenant betwixt me and you, betwixt I and the I. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house, in the bait, or bought with money, kesef, of any stranger, which who is not of Zarekah, not of the I seed, not of the I race. He that is born in Baiteka, in the I house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant, Beriti, shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche shall be cut off from Amo, from his people, Ameha, from his people. He hath broken Beriti, my covenant. The promise of Yitzhak, Isaac, in whom the line of Christos, of Christ, of Moshiach, runs. Verse 15. And Elohim said to Abraham, as for Sarai, Ishteka, the I, Isha, the I wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee I a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said to Elohim, the true good, the true God, oh, that Ishmael might live before the eye. And Elohim said, Sarah, Ishteka, Sarah, thy Isha, thy wife, thy woman, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call Shemot Yitzhak, thou shalt call his name
Isaac, and I will establish Briti, my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed, his race, after him. Ishmael to be a nation, verse 20. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee, behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But Briti, my covenant, Aliki Dane, my word agreement, will I establish with Yitzhak, Isaac, who Sarah shall bear to thee I at this set time, this set Iowa, in the next Shana, in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and Elohim, the true good, the true God, Aliyah, went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, Beno, his son, and all that were born in Baito, in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every Zakar, every male among the men of Abraham's Beit, Abraham's house, the Beit Abraham, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as Elohim, the true good, the true God, had said to him. And hear, for the maftir, for this Shabbat, Lek Lekha, here at verse 24, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 17, here at verse 24, for the maftir, with Abraham ben Tisha'im, wa Tesha Shana, be ehimolo besar arlato, and Abram was 90 years old and 9. With Abraham ben Tisha'im wa Tesha Shana 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 Shana, when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, be himolo besar arlato. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael, his son, and all the men of Beito, his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. And here, fulfilling the Torah, Aliyah, reading and feeding for this Shabbat Lek Lika, Sabbath, get thee out. Kuvur Lek Alu, Kuvur Dimsu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, Kuvur Le Abinu Le Melkeinu, Kuvur Le Negusachin, the Abatachin, Le Negusachin, Le Kadamawi Chai Le Salasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Be Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the Messiah, yes, I, Rastafari. Amen.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet vayei olam natei Vatokanu. Baruch Ata Yahweh, Notein HaTorah, Sheilah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath founded it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and
a pure heart.
And pure
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his people. He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is a generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob. Oh, yeah.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzach B'Debreihem HaNe'amarim Ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher batorah uMoshe abdo, uBeIsrael ammo, uBeNebiei haEmet waTzedek. Blessed art thee, I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of the Prophets, Book of Isaiah, Chapter 40, verses 27 to chapter 41, verse 16. Ma'ava wa walet mefesa kadus ahadum lak. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Yisrael? My way is hid from Yahweh, Guru, and my judgment is passed over from my Elohim. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, Buruku, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh Buruku shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him a rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh, Buruku, the first, and with the last, I am He. The owls saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. They helped every one his neighbor, and every one said to his brethren, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Yisrael, art my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said to thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, Yahweh, the Elohim, Buruku, will hold thy right hand, saying to thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Jacobera, and ye men of Yisrael, I will help thee, saith Yahweh, Buruku. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, the Tararuch, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills a shaft. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. In the whirlwind, the Sahara shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel, the Kadosh An de Israel. Amen.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
For the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaHadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarit HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yes, I am Yeshua. Shalom, Rastafari. And now the continuing of our reading for this Adis Kidan, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25 in the English. Besama'av, Welfwelid, with Memphis Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25. Justification by faith illustrated. What shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before Ha'elohim. For what say the scripture? Abraham Amen Ha'Elohim, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to him that work is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Justifying faith defined. But to him that work not, but are main on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom HaElohim imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Adonai, Yahweh, the Lord, will not impute sin. Justification is apart from ordinances. Verse 9, come this blessedness then on the circumcision only, or on the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned, when he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, that are main, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of the faith of our father, Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. Part 7, justification is apart from the law. As Schofield notes. Verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith, Amunah. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect, because the law work wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he are named. He believed, even HaElohim, who quickeneth the dead and call those things which be not as though they were, who against hope are maimed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of HaElohim through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving kabar, giving glory to HaElohim, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we are main, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Adonai from the dead, who was delivered of our offenses and was raised again of our justification. Amen. And that is our reading for this Adiz Kidan, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25. Kabar lakalu, kabar ladimsu, kabar lahailu, kabar lakedamawi, Haile Selassie. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, glory to the firstborn power of the Trinity. Gedemawi Haile Selassie, the King of Kings, the Father of our Adonai, our Lord, Jesus Christos, Beshim Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Continuing with the Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 3, Lech Lecha. Go for it yourself. From Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 through chapter 5, verse 1, and Hebrews chapter 7. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habin, with Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Galatians chapter 4, verse 21, Kaf Aleph, verse 22, Kaf Beit. Emaru li atem ha chapetim lihiyot tachat ha-Torah. Halo shemaitem et ha-Torah, ki katub shine banim hayu le-Abraham, ha-Echad min ha-Amma, Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. That things are an allegory. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, that engendereth to bondage, that is Hagar, Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, that now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, that is above, is free, that is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate has many more children than she that has a husband. Now, we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Chapter 5. Application of the Allegory. Stand fast, therefore, in liberty wherewith Mashiach, wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hebrews chapter 7. The Melchizedek high priesthood resumed. The historic Melchizedek, a type of Mashiach, a type of Christ. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Ki ze Melchizedek. Melech Shalem, Kohen La'el Elyon, Asher Yatza Likrat Abraham Lishubo, Mehakot et Hamalakim, Wayebarakehu, Asher Chalaklo Abraham, Maaser Mikol, Shmo Hu Melech Hatzdaka, Weod Melech Shalem, Hu Melech HaShalom, Be'ain Ab, Be'ain Im, Be'ain Yahas, Ule Yemayu Ein Tichila Ule Achayayu Ein Sof. Ubezot Nidme Leben Ha Elohim Hu Omed Bekahunato La Netzach. For this Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of El Elyon, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, that is, king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like to the Son of Elohim, abideth a priest continually. The Melchizedek high priesthood, greater than the Aaronic, because Aaron and Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people, according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he, whose descent is not counted from them, received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed by the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, and there he receiveth them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him, because the Aaronic priesthood made nothing perfect. If, therefore, perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of a necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of that no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord, that Adonainu, sprang out of Judah. Of that tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment, going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by that we draw nigh to Elohim. And as such as not without an oath was he made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said to him, Yahweh swear, and will not repent, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Yeshua made surety of a better testament. Because the Aaronic priest died, Mashiach, Christ, ever liveth. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to Elohim by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. The law maketh men high priests that have infirmity, but the word of the oath that was since the law maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakedamawi, haile selase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Amen, amen, amen.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. For with stammering lips and another tongue, For with stammering lips, 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 for with stammering lips and another tongue, send another tongue to this spring speak, to this spring speak, to this spring speak, to this spring speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Them 400 years. Them 400 years. 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 400 years.
And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come, 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 afterward shall they come.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Few alternative readings which we propose, which we propose, which we propose, which we propose. The few alternative readings which we propose are here in this third Rastafari sabbatical study, Lech Lecha, for go for self, one interpretation, get thee out, KJV, Lech Lecha, or more directly, tried for self, for yourself, male. Lech Lecha. So here we have Genesis 14 and 5. This is one of the verses proposed in alternative reading. It reads here in the KJV, and in the 14th year came Kedor Lomer and the kings that were with him and smote the Rephaim in Ashtaroth Karnaim and the Zuzim in Ham and the Amims in Shaveh Kiriataim, Shaveh Kiriataim. Now, the alternative reading right here, let's just bring up the Hebrew. U be'aridba'a, u be'aridba'a, esrei shana ba, kedar la'omer, we hamalakim, asher ito, Wayaku et Rephaim de Ashterota Karnaim we et Hazuzim de Ham we et Ha Amin de Shawe Kiriataim, or somebody enunciated de Shave Shave Kiriataim. Now, the alternative reading of this, okay, in the 14th year came, we have Kedar la'Omer, right, or the handful of sheaves, the Omer. Omer is in Kedar la'Omer's name, handful of sheaves, king of Elam defeated by Avram. Right, now, they say a foreign origin, so here in the Hebrew, this is a foreign origin, the Kedar la'Omer, handful of sheaves. The sheaves, we have the counting of the Omer, the sheaves, in that sense of the sheaves, the Omer count handful. And the kings that were with him. So here we have the four kings versus the five versus the four, four and the five, right? That were with him. So it's Kedor la'Omer and the kings that were with him, and they had smote the Rephaim. In other words, for smote, the naka, to strike. Naka, to beat, to strike. They hit, they smote, they struck. Right? They smote the Rephaim. Now, the Rephaim are one of the, said to be classified as the giants. Some say the old tribe of the giants. From the Rapha, you have the Rapha and the Rephaim. So here we have the giants in the AF, after the flood, as we have the giants in the BF, before the flood. So we're going to look at the before the flood and after the flood. But here we have the Rephaim. The Rephaim being smitten by Kedorlaomer, the one who is handful of sheaves. Now we look in the archaeology, we see the sheaves. Learning to read the word pictures and the sign language, we have the sheaves. Right? The sheaves, very much used in symbology, the sheaves. Right? And the kings that were in sleep smote the Rephaim in a place called Ashtaroth Karnaim, the Karin. The Karin is the horn, so the Ashtaroth. Now Ashtaroth, like we have asterisk. See asterisk, make an asterisk of the star. So Ashtaroth Karnaim, star of the horns, of the two horns, translated and interpreted as the Ashtaroth or the Ishtar. Here was the Ishtar, looking to the east, right? The Ashtoreth, the Ishtar of two horns or peaks. So here we have, if we look at the sign and the symbology, we have the pent alpha, right? The pent alpha, and then we have the pentagram. We flip it upside down. We turn it 180, right? Turn it upside down. So there was the goat's horn. They said the pentagram, right? With two horns up, the Il Canuto. This is a sign. This is a symbol. We can look into archaeology and also find facts, many facts and evidence. The Ishtar, Ashtaroth. So the Ashtaroth are the two horns or peaks. We have that sign symbol of the pentagram or the star of, we say, the Set, right? The star of the womb man, the five-pointed star. The pent alpha is with one point up and 2 points down. Flip it up, side down. We have the pentagram with two horns up, two peaks, two horns up. So the Ashtaroth, the star, right, when it's flipped like that, this is one proposed interpretation here. Now, we have a city in Bashan east of the Yavadane Jordan given to Manasseh. But on the name, the astral, some interpret it as a symbol of the deity. Yes, the symbol of the deity, the pentagram, right, a so-called ram's horn, a ram's head, so forth and so on. Even today, in these latter days, Ashtaroth, the star of Karnaim, the Karnaim. And we have elsewhere in the scripts, don't raise the horn, raising the horn on high, the Il Canuto horns up. And even today, in the language, it still is putting forward the same spirit in that sense. So the double horns, the symbol of the so-called deity, right, as we have within the Leviathan, Baphomet, so forth and so on, of these latter days. So Ashtaroth Karnaim, some say it's a place east of Yarden. Ashtaroth Karnaim. So it's two words. One is star, right? Ashtaroth. There's various variations of that. You know, on the Canaanite, Kana'anu, right? Usually related to fertility cults. Probably some say a feminine deity. Also getting into that right there, the Sidonians. Worship of the Sidonians, east of Jordan. And related terms, Beit Ashtaroth, we find it in other related senses, right? Ashtaroth Karnaim, the two horns, or the Il Canuto, Ashtaroth, right? Ashtaroth, we have as a principal feminine deity, or we can say the so-called diva, right? The goddess or the diva deity of the Phoenicians, worshipped in war and fertility, also the Ishtar, right, of Assyria and the Ashtarta by the Grecos and the Romans, the Greco-Romans. There's some say Phoenician goddess of love also associated with this one. Then we have the Ashtarah. The Ashtarah, Hebraically, is a ewe, a female sheep, a flock, increase the young. But it symbolizes also increase as we get more into the root and we get down to the Asher. Right, but there we have the Ain instead of the Aleph. Just looking at this right here, so far our proposed translation or to bring out more of the sense is that the Rephaim are these Rapha, these giants, and they were in the Ashtaroth, the star of Karnaim, of the two horns up. We said the Baphomet, the Gotek, right? And there were the Zuzim. So the Zuzim, interpreted as roving creatures. Some people say it was an ancient people, but always of a certain origin, because these ones, these ites, as other ites we get to see in the scripture, are not connected in any way with Noah, right? With Noah, with Shem, with Ham, and with Yafet. They're not connected. So here we have to ask the question, is this a remnant of those who the intent, according to many Targum, was to wipe out those hybrids in those wars and ancient wars that have come down to us in mythology like Greco-Roman and other mythologies, sharing much of the same because all humanity comes from Noah, right, the Ankh-Man. So they said this is the same right here as Z's. Z's, Zuzim or Z's, both means moving creatures, moving things, abundance and fullness. Conspicuous, also fullness in the sense of fullness of breath, moving creature, abundance, also wild beast, right? Or we could say the savages. We use this term today so that many ones are not civilized and definitely not the civilizers, but they are savage. So speaking about the savage, the Zuzim, being conspicuous, right? The idea right here. So we have the Zuzites, some say an aboriginal tribe of Palestine, right? Or the Levant or Kanaanu. But the interesting thing is they're not connected. The Rephaim are connected with the old giants, right? We could say BF, right, before the flood. But we see them here after the flood in the Ashtoreth, so star is very important with them. Two horns is very important with them. The Zuzim, moving creatures. Now, here's what's interesting. They say in Ham. So we looked at this in the Hebrew, and we have Ham here. Some interpreter says hot, sunburnt, right? Some say this is a place where Kedor Lamar and his allies smote the Zuzim. Some say probably the territory of the Ammonites east of the Yardane. They say the site is uncertain. So we propose an alternative Targum or Targum of this. They say it's an uncertain derivation, right? So once we read it in English and say, well, it's Ham. No, it's Ham, not Ham. It is Hey, not Chet. Right, Ham. So what we propose is in them, Baham, Behem. We say Behem in them. Alternative reading. In the 14th year came Kedola Omer, a handful of sheaves and the kings that were with him, the five, and they smoked the Rephaim, the Rapha, the Rephaim, the old, some say the old giants or Nephilim, part of the BF before the flood, in Ashtoreth Karnaim, in the star of the two horns, and the Zuzim and the savages in them, the savages that were amongst the Rephaim. So instead of reading this as some people say this is an unknown place, some people think, well, it might be just Ham. You see Ham there, and you think it's the same as Ham elsewhere, the son of Noah. But that is Ham, Ham or Kam, Ham or Kam. This is Ham. And the sense of this can be Lahem or Bahem in them. So alternative reading, smote the giants, the Rephaim, the Rapha, right? And getting to the root of the Rapha, just touching on the Rapha here. So we have the Rapha, right? One sense of the word is from Rapha, Rapha, right? To heal, to be helpful. Physician, healing is connected with this particular word right here, healing, right? Aspects of healing, right? Or mending, or curing. Physician, repairer, making holes. The first thing we thought about was science, medicine, right, so to speak. And the only difference in, there wasn't too much difference in the ancient world between so-called science and what people call, you know, other forms of craft, right, whether they add witch or bitch or whatnot to it. I'm just pointing out that there's not much difference. In fact, science, modern science, you know, test tubes and bottles and things and, you know, what they do in the laboratory, same thing ones and ones did in ancient times, and same thing the shaman and the medicine man did, so to speak. But the other form of this word is rafa, which means to sink, to relax, to sink down, to let drop, or also to become disheartened. So the sunken place, or slacken, right? There was a place where the Israelites were after the Exodus, and it was called, what we call it, you know, in an alternative translation, Rephidim, almost like camp, lazy days, you know, it's a slacken, to slacken. But then I thought about get out, the sunken place. You're falling, you're sinking in the sunken place. But going even deeper into this word, we find that there were the Rapha, right, who were the dead things underneath the waters. We're going to bring that out from the prophets, the Rapha, So when we looked into some of the Babylonian and Far Eastern mythology, so from some of the seem to have some type of priest or ones and ones of some deity kind of worship. And they're coming out of the water, and they have the fish heads. You've seen those pictures. They have the fish head, right? Well, this is a pope or a papal mite, like a fish head, and they're coming out of the water. Then we have the verse in the scripture of the Rapha, right? The dead things. I think it's in Job, one of the oldest books. We have the Rapha, right? So you smoke the Rapha. Right, the Rapha, remember there's two sides of Rapha. One, like the Beit Rapha, the house of healing. But then also you have the ones, the dead things underneath the water. Let's see if we have this right here. The dead things, dead and water. Let's look up dead and water and see if we have this here in Job. Yeah, dead things is Job 26 and 5. Dead things is italicized, so reading out the italicized, dead are formed from under the waters and the inhabitants thereof, or dead things are formed from under the waters and the inhabitants thereof. In the archaic Hebrew of Eob, of Job, ha-rifayim, ye-holalu, Mia tahat ma'in with shoknehem. So some interpret that as the ghost of the dead rise under the waters along with those who live there with them, bringing out that trend. So the dead tremble, those beneath the waters and all that live in them. Those who are deceased tremble, then these different translations, departed spirits tremble, those beneath the waters and all that live in them. So very interesting in Babylonian, Sumerian, a lot of these, you know, like the Anunnaki from the Stitching, you know, from that particular region and those sort of things, the Syrians and Sumerians, they have these legends of men that seem to be wearing like a big fish they cut open and put as a hat kind of over them, almost like the papal mitre. So it's just interesting that we have Ha-Rifayim, right, Ha-Rifayim here in Job 26 and 5, KJV translated as dead. Now here we have the 874-96, Rapha. Now one Rapha has a hey. This Rapha has an aleph, Rapha. Here they have it as a BDB definition, ghosts of the dead, the shades, the shadim in the Hebrew, like the demons, the shades, the spirits, right? Now, it breaks us down here in Strong's. It says it's from the 7495, right, healing, in that sense, in the sense of the 7503, to sink, to relax, to sink down, to become disheartened or to be idle, properly lax, that is, in the figurative sense, a ghost or a duppy, as dead, but it's only used in the plural sense, the dead, the deceased, zombie apocalypse. So the dead are formed from under the waters. Notice the language. The dead are formed from under the waters. The waters, the Noch, remember the Maya, the Mayim, Mabul, right? And the inhabitants, Shakan, you know, those who dwell there. So once again, we have Ha-Rifayim Yecholalu Mia Tachata Mayim Weshokanehem, and the dwellers in them. So the Ham in them. So just pointing this out right here, are formed, and the word for formed, the Chul, which means to twist, to writhe, to kind of twirl, like almost like you tighten a rope, you know, a coil in that sense, having that particular sense. Also, this is used sometimes for giving birth, to be born, in that sense, to writhe, to twist, to wait, to, you know, to go through that twist and whirl, circular, spiral motion, can be in the sense of to dance or to writhe in pain or fear, or to wait, or in the sense of to pervert, to bear, to give birth, to calve, you know, like when it says like the, you know, the deers and so forth, so on, they calve, or the animals calve, to be in pain, to be pained, as it were, under the waters. Because how do we have here, after the Maya Eich, right, of Noah, after the flood, do we have one of the old types, the giants, that some say are the Rephaim. So we have Rephaim, and Job says dead things. So in the 14th year came Kedola Omer, a handful of the Omer, and the kings that were with him and smote the Rephaim in Ashtaroth Karnaim, in the star of the two horns, and the Zuzim, and the roving, moving creatures, the wild beasts, or the savages, in Ham, or rereading that, Baham, in them, since it's such a spooky, mysterious, unknown place. It's not speaking of Ham. It's speaking of Ham, and they say, you know, they're uncertain, probably this, probably that. Probably a rereading would say that instead of looking at these as many different places, this is all one contiguous kind of camp, in a sense. And the Amims. The Amims are the terrors. Amims. This word is used elsewhere, even in the Psalms. Suffer terrors. The Amim. The terrors. Right? Some say it was the early Canaanitish or Moabitish tribe, they're guessing. But we know who the Canaanites of the 11, and not one of them was the Amims. Right? But they were in that region that the Canaanites had illegally settled on. They settled off when Mutabaruka asked where the hell is Canaan's land, it was not to the east, but to the west. We talk about North Africa, not over there in the Levant. But Ama is dread or terror, fright, but in another sense it can be an idol, as some would say a bugbear, like an idol, dread, horror. But these are Eames. That means they are beings. There's more than one. Coming from the Ayom, to be terrible, to be dreadful, right? The dreadful ones. Zombie, apocalypse, afterwards. And Shaweh Kiryatayim, Shaweh. So I originally was looking this up for the Shaweh-Shoah connection. This is the plain of the double or two cities, Kiryatayim, because the Yod Mim is usually the double. So the Yod Mim, the plural, in its Hebraic sense, it's a double. And these are usually, in the ancient sense, those things which came from above. In the first time, those things that came from above, in the heavenlies, in the double. Right? The Kiryatayim, in this sense, would be a double city or two cities. And the Shaweh would be the plain. Right? The Shaweh, let's get into the root, the Shaweh, a level plain. Right? The valley where the king of Sodom met Abram after the battle, a level plain. Right? Shaweh, right? Shaweh also means to agree, to become like, to become, to resemble, to level. Shaweh, that which has leveled up or been equalized, properly to level, to resemble, to adjust, in the sense of to counterbalance, become suitable, poise, place, yield, but in the sense of the land, right, this was a plain, right, and notice the word, Kiryatayim. Kiryatayim relates to cities, Kiryat, right, Ishkariot, that is Judas, Ishkariot, Kiryat. City, Kiryatayim, double city, right? A double city, a Kiryah, single city, Kiryah, right? A city generally a collective, right? Or flooring, getting into the detail of the word, right? It's almost like the flooring, like beams of wood leveling up, right? So this is a level place, right? So in my rereading of this, in the 14th year came a handful of sheaves, Kedor Laomer. Right, and the kings that were with him, and they smote the Rephaim in Ashtaroth Karnaim, and the Zuzim, the savages, Baham, the savages, not in Ham, but the savages, Baham, in the Hebrew, in them, and Amims, and the zombies, the terrorists, in the Shaweh Kiryatayim, the Shaweh, in the plain that was between the cities. The plain that was between the two cities. So that's one alternative reading, because when we get to verse 17, it says, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter. So he slaughtered these, some would say like the Nephilim, right, or remnant of these sort of beings. How did they survive the flood? Well, I think in the ancient archaeology, when they show you these ones that had like fish heads, you know, not fish heads, they were men, but it was like they was wearing a costume, like a fish head, you know, on top, and that looks like the papal mitre, and they show you kind of in their ancient beliefs, they carved into this that they were coming out of the water. So, well, the water would kill those who, no one has to bring fish into the ark, say fish, because they, remember, it's water. So these beings somehow survive, as Job said, the dead things under the water. So in the place Ashtaroth Karnaim, we have the pentagram, because the star of two horns, right, horns of Ilkhanudo, and the savages, Zuzim, the roving creature, Bahem, in them, and the terrors in the plain, right, in the level ground, the plain of the two cities. Genesis 14:17, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedorlah Omer, and of the kings that were with him. So here we have the four kings with five, the five with four, the four and the five, this war, that were with him at the valley of Shaweh. Now here it says the valley of Shaweh. Because Shaweh, right? Shaweh means a plain, a level plain, a level ground. Like a level ground, a level plain. Right? So here we have the Shaweh, and it defines this as being the king's dale. Right, the king's dale, and a dale, Amek is like a valley, a vale, a lowland, right, open country, or the low country, in the broad depression, in the low country, right, so just looking at the Amok, right, the Amok, right here, and then we have Melchizedek bringing forward the bread and the wine,
I'm sorry. hide ya. No matter where you run, it's a find ya. Nowhere to go, nowhere to shelter. Judgment, I follow your life, a reminder. And I fought fight, I get wins like a grinder. Two hands to others, I still have them two hands to you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do, coming right back to you. Many are called, but the total of few. Make sure that you're part with the righteous crew. And never indulge up in a false view. If the eyes are few, that's at the right crew. Healthy food, keep you pure and new.
Yes, 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 judgment. So here for Lek Leka, here for the RSS number 3, for Lek Leka here in the season. They went through some of the basic Q&As, questions and answers. Went through, I think, 28, so question 28 here in this third sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. We have a total of 52. Now, we left off with Melchizedek or Melchizedek. Melchizedek at question 28. How did Melchizedek bless Abram? According to Bereshis, the Hebrew of Genesis, Bereshis, Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 to 21. Let's go over that one right here again, you know, again, because it's important. A lot of talk about Melchizedek and speculation, maybe this, maybe that. But the basic, you know, the basics of what the Bible has here, especially in the Hebrew, are very, very instructive to getting the truth of the matter based on the scriptures. So here, question 28. How did Melchizedek bless Abraham? When he blessed Abraham, Melchizedek, okay, let's go over this once again. Melchizedek literally means Malki, my king. Malki from Melech. Melech is king. Malki, my king, is just. My king is Tzedek, is righteous. It's interesting because in the good is Tzidke from the same Tzedek root means true in the Ge'ez, you know, in that more ancient, we could say, Shemitic language, the Ethiopic, the Ge'ez. We have Tzidke, right, from the Tzedek root, as we have with Malchiah. Tzedek means true, right? So Malchiah Tzedek, the basic Hebrew meaning is my king. Note that it does not mean king of righteousness as sometimes claimed. Right? In other words, the name does not mean that. Not saying that he's not a king of righteousness, but the name means my king is just. My king is righteous. All right? So right here, how did Melchizedek bless Abraham? Well, Melchizedek, my king is just, invoked the name. He invoked the Shem, the Hashem. He invoked the Shem, the name of El Elyon. El, almighty power, El, from the Ayaleh. Ayaleh, another form of it in the Hebrew, in the Royal Amharic, the African Shemitic languages, is the Hayel. Hayel, as we said, Haile Selassie, power, might. So we have El, Elyon. Elyon, Elyon means highest, most high. So El, most high, or ascendant, ascendant, high, El, who is possessor of Shemaim, of the heavens, and the Aretz, and the earth. Clearly, we have a reference to Adonainu, Yeshua, Moshiach, our Savior, our Moshiach. Now, note that the word translated in the Hebrew, possessor, kone, also can mean creator, as we have in Psalm 139, verse 13, or it also means, brings down to the English, kone, redeemer. So as creator, not the primary word for creator, but also a secondary possessor. It's an interesting word, the kana, from the kana. You know, the kana, the kana root. But here we have kone. Kone, creator, or acquirer, the one who acquires in that sense of creation. Psalm 139, verse 13, or redeemer, calls for the sense of like a purchaser, redeemer, to buy back. We have this in Shemot, the Hebrew book known as Shemot, the second book of Torah, called Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 6. Now, the Septuagint, the LXX, uses the word creator in the sense of os ektiosen, os ektiosen. The Baraka itself is only implied. It's implied. The Baraka is that Elyon has delivered your enemies, has given your enemies, your haters, into your hand. So here we're going to pick up question 29 here for this RSS number 3 for lek, leka, go, trod, walk, go, leka, for yourself, or in the KJV, get thee out. Question 29, why did Abram accept tribute? Why didn't he? Why did not Abram accept tribute from the king of Sodom? So why didn't Abram accept the tribute or accept any tribute from the king of Sodom, according to Genesis chapter 14, verses 21 to 24? Well, first, the word of the Lord, the word of Yahuwah, Devar, Yahuwah, Debar, the Debar, the word of Yahuwah, promised to be a shield, a magain, a shield for him, magain lak, a shield for him, who would grant him or give him great reward. Secondarily, he promised Abram a child, an heir, a seed, who would inherit, who would be the inheritor of the reward, and this is Yitzhak, Yitzhak. Thirdly, he promised, he gave his yea, yea, and his amen, amen, that Abram's, his descendants, his seed, would be as numerous, as nuf-nuf, as numerous as the kokavim, the stars in the shemayim, in the heavens. So it's all because of that word. Remember what it says in John's Gospel, Yohanan Gospel, it says in the beginning, right? The word was with, and the word was the pre-incarnate. Yes, the Dabar Yahuwah, because Abram, he kept the word. He kept his word. In a kind of a Brit Chadasha sense, he kept Yeshua in that sense. He kept the victory, the salvation, by keeping the Dabar Yahuwah. Question number 30, after the battle of the kings, the four with the five, after the battle of the kings, what did El Elyon promise Abram, according to Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 to 6? After the battle, what did El promise Abram? All right. Okay. I think I... Actually, okay, that the answer before was the answer here. Abram did not want others to think that he obtained any wealth or baraka from Sodom. So in the question 29, Slicha, why did not Abram accept tribute from the king of Sodom? It's because Abram did not want others to think, not to even think that he obtained any wealth. By accepting that tribute, then the king of Sodom could have said, yeah, you know, I bless Abram. But he knew that Yahuwah, that El Elyon, and he kept that word. He kept that word. So now after the battle, what did El Elyon promise him? Well, the Dabar Yahuwah promised to be a magain, a shield for him. and promised him a child, a seed who would inherit that reward, and promised Abraham's seed, the descendants, to be numerous, almost like numberless as the stars in the heavens. So here, scrolling forward to the next question, question 31. Why was Abram, quote, reckoned, as the word is often translated, reckoned? Why was he reckoned as righteous, as tzaddik? Why was he reckoned as tzaddik, lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be who he be, according to Genesis chapter 15, verse 6? Well, Abram was considered tzaddik, tzaddik, because he amen, he yayed and amen, he credited El Elyon's promise, Yahuwah's promise, that word, dabar, that davar, Yahuwah, that was given to him. Now, note, this is the very first occurrence of the word righteousness. Check, hear, this question 31, focusing on Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Check this, that this is the very first occurrence of the word, quote, righteousness, on the Hebrew, tzedakah, from the tzedek root, tzedakah, righteousness, tzedakah, in the scriptures. Although the root word, it appears in the name Malki Tzedek. All right, so we have the first occurrence of the word tzedakah, often translated as righteousness, also Hebraically, Judaically, when we say tzedakah, it's like charity, or more directly, righteous giving, tzedakah. But this is the first occurrence of the word righteousness, although the root appears in the name Malki, my king, tzedek, righteous, just. It was Abram's trust, we say in the Hebrew, emunah. Also, emunah sometimes is translated as belief in the English, sometimes as faith. A more better translation is like credit as well, credit. But trust and credit goes well, bringing out the Hebrew sense of the emunah. And the emunah come from the amenah, where we get the word amen. Because he had trust, emunah, in the word, the dabar, Yahuwah, in that word of Jehovah, that promise that resulted in the divine verdict. The divine verdict here is the cheshbon. Now, cheshbon from chashab means to account. It's like a way of like chashab. Often they'll say to think, but machshava is like computer, machshev, a computer, right? Accounting, calculator. Right, so here we have the cheshbon, the divine verdict, that he was righteous. Often the translations, it says that it was accounted. They even use that term sometime in translation, accounted to him. In other translations, by other translators, looking at the Hebrew, they would bring out the sense of it was inputted. It's almost like you put something to somebody's account. You know what I mean? Somebody's like, you know, they don't have enough money on their, say, the credit card, right? And you add to that. So that's what the sense of it comes out, that it was accounted to him, right? It was accounted to him. It was reckoned, right? He was reckoned. He was accounted as tzaddik, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. That means that maybe before men and people, you know, and say, well, why did he tell his sister to say that? You know, that she was his wife, that he was his sister. You know, once I look at it from human eyes, the human perspective, and might find fault. But according to what is written, it was reckoned, accounted to him as righteous and as righteousness, as tzedakah. Remember, the secondary meaning of tzedakah is charity. Tzedakah, righteousness. What's the connection? Just, righteous, right? Righteous giving. So even it was accounted to him because Yah, he gave it to him because of his emunah, because of his trust. The Apostle Paul a.k.a. formerly known as Rabbi Shaul, the apostle to the Gentiles, our brother Paulos. He notes that Abraham is the father. He is the Ab, the Abba, the father of saving faith. Saving, to save, Yeshua, of the Yeshua Emuna, of the victorious faith. So in Hebrew, the Yeshua sense means saving, but it also has a kind of a military connotation in battle, right? When Yahshua, when Yisrael wins, it's like we got Yeshua, Yeshuot, victory in that sense. But Abraham is the father of saving faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. And Romans chapter 4, verses 1 to 4, for a few examples right here, here, here. Question number 32. Why did El Elyon call Abram? Why did Yahweh Eloheinu call Abram, Abram, out of Ur Kasdim, out of Ur of the Chaldees, according to Genesis chapter 15, verse 7? Answer, to give to him the promised land. Now, one would say, well, how could Yahweh do this? How can he give this land to that one? Isn't he the landlord? Earth is Yahweh's. Right, and all of her fullness, the world, and they that dwell in her. Question 33, how did Yahweh Eloheinu, how did Elohim reaffirm Abram, about the promise to inherit the land, according to Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 to 21? Elohim made a promise. The, quote, covenant between the parts. So here when we get to Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 to 21, this is known as the covenant, yes, but the covenant more specifically, the covenant between the parts, or the Berit Bein Ha-Bitarim. Ha-Bitarim. The covenant, the Berit Bein between Ha-Bitarim, between the parts, wherein he, even he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, unilaterally, this is a unilateral covenant, unilaterally, that means like just from one, you know, one side, you could say unilaterally perform the terms. He unilaterally performed the terms of the covenant of Ha-Berit. How do we say this? Well, in the symbolism that's given, it's symbolized by walking alone, right? He walked alone among the sacrifice pieces. So even within this scene in Genesis, when you can understand the translation and what's being brought out, it's almost as though Yahuwah was performing that priestly role in that sense, right? In affirming this covenant. He walked alone among the sacrificial pieces in the Berit Bein Ha-Bitarim, in the covenant between the parts. Now note that the boundaries of the land, the original, let's go back to this, original boundaries. What we see today, what people are fighting over, it's wild. In a sense, you know what I mean? It's such a smaller piece, so to speak, right, of what is given here originally. In other words, when the Israelites came out of Mitzrayim, out of the two lands of Tawi, out of Kemet, if you please, out of ancient Egypt, when they came out, right, they were given like a land grant. It's almost like you say to your child or, you know, to your son, say, you know, you give them a little something, like manage this, you know what I mean? But to Avinu Abraham, to Father Abraham, we get the fuller boundaries, right, of the land promised to Abraham and to his seed. It extends all the way from the river of Egypt, and when we look at the river of Egypt, we link that with the Gihon, and we go all the way, right? You go all the way to the roots, right? To the Euphrates, from river to river. Question number 34. What happened when Abram, right? Abram fell into a deep sleep. It's interesting. He also went into a deep sleep like Adam, right? But here, what happened when Abram fell into a deep sleep? According to Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verses 12 to 14. Well, to sum it up, a dreadful and a great disillumination, disenlightenment, or darkness fell upon him as Yahweh Eloheinu revealed to him, right, the 400-year affliction of his seed, some say of Yisrael, Israel in Egypt, though Yahweh Eloheinu also revealed to him the exodus or the coming out of that affliction, and Yashar'al or Yisrael's return to the land with nuf-nuf, with great possessions. Question number 35. Who is Hagar? Who is Agar? Hagar. Who is Hagar? Genesis chapter 16, verse 1. She was a Mitzrit, an Egyptian, right, servant, given to Sarai, given to Sarah or Sarai. Some say perhaps by Paro, by Pharaoh, the Pir'a'a, by the great house, who tried to marry her earlier. According to a Midrash, she was actually a daughter. Some say she was actually a daughter of Paro, of the great house, of one of the Sutanet, Sutan Biti himself. She later became a concubine to Abraham and the mother of Ishmael, a source of later trouble, a source of later trouble to call Yisrael, right? To all of I and I and others who want to take the name, trouble, trouble, trouble. But we have Hagar and her son Ishmael, a source of later trouble to all Israel. Some look at this as even today, the so-called Arab nations, descendant from Ishmael, the Arab nation. We didn't say the Islamic or the Muslim nation, but the Arab nations. Later on, the Islam thing comes in, but at this time, the so-called Arab nation descended from Ishmael. Here. About to go into the grace period right here. Going to take a little pause for the chorus right here. Brothers and sisters and brothers, we have a psalm, today's daily psalm here for the first day. What do we have? We have Psalm 61. Let's rise up the chant right here. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, Chabarim. Got a couple more questions to fulfill. Yes, I.
Psalm 61.
All right.
Mizmor Samech Aleph Lam Natseah Al Neginat LeDavid. 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 LeDavid.
Hear my cry, O God. O God. O God.
Shim'a Elohim Rinnati.
Attend unto my prayer.
Hakshiva Tefillati.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows.
According to the order of the King of Kings, on the first day, we said hallelujah. So here. So he touched on who is Hagar? Who is Hagar? Right? Next question. That was the 35th question here. To 36th question. Whose idea? Right? Whose, we say, bright idea? Right? Whose idea was it to use Hagar as a surrogate mother? So here in the scripture, we even have this idea that is, you know, quite popular nowadays. Of the surrogate, you know, the surrogate mother. Here we have Genesis chapter 16, verse 2, which clearly expresses the truth that there ain't nothing new under the sun. So whose idea? Well, Sarai. It was Sarai. Sarai said to Abram that since she was barren, he should, quote, go into my servant that I shall obtain children by her. And remember, we were talking about Sarai with the yod at the end, the I at the end, the yod, which is like a possessive, restrictive possessive, like my, that my sense. That name change, a little more grace comes in. But it's just an interesting note right here. So it was Sarai's bright idea. It was her idea. Question number 37. How long has they lived in Canaan or Canaan? While Sarai remained childless, according to Genesis chapter 16, verse 3. According to the scripture, it says 10 years. Abraham was 75 years old when they came to the land, when they reached. And 86 years old when Ishmael was born. Question 38, what happened to Hagar, right, after she conceived, after it was known that she was with seed, that she conceived seed? According to Genesis, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 16, verses 4 to 6. Well, some say that Sarai abused her. No, we basically say that she became disrespectful. Right, you see, she was a Mitzrite, right, or a Kemetic, one would say, but from the Tawi, the two lands. We all should understand some of the belief systems, you know, within ancient Mitzrayim or Egypt. So what was clear, even in other parts of the world, right, now that she had a seed for the master of the house, she thought certainly she must be the mistress. See, in the Babylonians, the confusion. The mistress is often like the other woman. You know, the other woman is called a mistress. You know what I mean? You're the wife, but he has another woman, and you calling her, you know, your husband's mistress. No, actually, you are the mistress. If he is the master, you are the mistress. And that was the case of Sarai, right? Now, after the disrespect, well, yes, Sarai was harsh with her, and Hagar ran away into the Midbar or the desert, right? With, some say, with Abram's consent. The drama, right? Question 39. What happened to Hagar, right, in the desert, in the Midbar? According to Genesis chapter 16, verses 7 to 9. Well, Hagar, she encountered the Malak Yahweh, the angel of Jehovah, by a spring of water in the desert, who then instructed her to return to Sarai, your mistress, your lady master, and humble and submit to her. So where some would say, they make it out like, well, Sarai was the wrong one. They're basically misreading it, probably because of their misunderstanding of, well, who exactly is the mistress? Who exactly was the lady master? Question number 40. What did the Malak Yahweh, the angel of Jehovah, promise to her. Now, many of us see the angel of Jehovah, right, to be in the new covenant sense, right, that word, right, pre-incarnate word that we know as Yeshua, the Malaak Yahuwah. Why? Because he speaks unlike any other angel, any usual angel, as Yahuwah himself. The other angels often deflect, right? This one here, the same one in the burning bush, the same one in the wrestling, speaks as he who be, who he be. So what did the Malaak Yahuwah promise to Hagar in Genesis chapter 16, verses 10 to 11? Hamalaak, Hamalaak promised her that he would, you get it? That he would, quote, multiply her offspring so that it cannot be numbered for multitude, and named her son, the Malaak HaMalaak, also named Yishmael, 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 that El would Yishma, Yishma, El would hear, he would hear, God will hear, God is hearing, because Yahuwah listened or Shama, Shama to her affliction. Question number 41. This kind of connects with question 40, but here 41. What does Yishmael mean, Chaverim? Yishmael, according to Genesis chapter 16, verses 11 to 12. Yishmael means El will hear. El will Yishma. Yishmael, El would hear. This is a name, a Shem, formed from the verb Shema, right, or Shama, right? Yishmael was foretold, right? He was foretold. There's a prophecy on Yishmael, which is interesting to look at it in the light of all that's going on presently. Yishmael was foretold to be a, quote, wild donkey of a man. Says that, you know, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand will be against him, right? But he'd be a wild donkey, right, of a man. What does this mean, Chaverim? Well, this is a Hebraicism or a Hebraic idiom for belligerent, right, and not easily restrained, who would dwell apart. He would dwell apart or separate. He would dwell apart or can be brought out in opposition to his brethren. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand will be against him. Seems like this world has got kind of a little flipped upside down, right? Guess they didn't hear the prophecy. Well, Ishmael will be Ishmael. Question 42, brother. What did Hagar call the name, the Hashem? What did she call the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be? What did she call the Shem Yahuwah, Shemiyahuwah, Shem Yahuwah? She called his name what? The one who spoke to her. Remember, it was the angel. And then after this angelic encounter of the Malaak Yahuwah, she called the name of Yahuwah who spoke to her. Right? So that angel who spoke to her was the Yahuwah who spoke to her. Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. Hagar called Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah, called Yahuwah El Roi, El God, the Almighty, Roi, El Roi, El Roi, El Roi, El who sees, Roi, the seer, El the seer, El the seer. Now, what's very interesting about this is, as we look at the name that Hagar, right, Mitzrit, you know, Egyptian from the two lands, from what's called Egypt, called he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, she called him something that has a meaning in Hebrew, but also can have a meaning where she come from. Roy, 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 Roy is another way of saying Ray, Ray, Ray. You know, they say Ra, Ra, but actually not Ra, but it's Ray, Ray, Some would say the sun, or represented by the solar disk, you know, in ancient Mitzrayim, Tawi, Kemet, the seer. And here's what's interesting about the whole sun, what some would call, quote, the sun god, as they say, the ray, the seer. When the sun comes up, doesn't everything become seen? So she calls the name of Yahuwah El Roi, El the seer, or El Rei. She explained, right, that she called Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who he be. When one would ask Hagar, well, who he be, who he who be, who he be, she would say El Roi. He is the Almighty, the power, Roi, Rei, that C-I. She explained that she called him this because, quote, I have seen the one. I have seen the one who sees me. I have seen the one who sees me. So what I'm saying right here is that there's a significance in the Hebrew, but since she was an Egyptian, a Mitzrami, a Mitzrit, there's also significance in her understanding. Remember even the whole thing with the child when she became the first to conceive in the house from the mass of the house. She felt she was no longer, you know, a servant, a maid servant, or the handmaiden, but now she was the mistress, and this is what caused the strife in the house. Now she fled, and she encounters the Malach Yahuwah, right? And she regards the Malach Yahuwah as the Yahuwah, as he who be who he be. And she says, Ra'iti Achrei Roi. She says, Ra'iti. I have seen Achrei Roi, the one who sees me. Now note that some of the Hebraic sages say that the trouble that the Ishmaelites brought to Yisrael was the result of Abram's neglect of Hagar. So some even reason and say, you know, through the times, past times, and some of what people see nowadays, they say, well, you know, this is actually because of Abram's neglect of Hagar and the ongoing ambivalence that Yitzhak, Isaac, felt towards his older yet half-brother. Hear. Question number 43. What did Hagar call the place? She also names the place the makom, the spot. What did she call the place where she encountered Ha-Malach, according to Genesis chapter 16, verse 14. Well, Hagar called it Be'er Lachai Roi. Be'er, right? Be'er Lachai Roi. The well, Be'er, to the living one, Lachai, Chai, living, Chai, Lachai, Lachai, for to of the living one, Roi, who sees me. So she called the makom the place, the well to the living one who sees me, the well of the living one who sees me, or in the Hebrew, Be'er Lachai Roi. Question number 44. How old was Abram when Ishmael was born, according to Genesis 16:16. Abram was 86 years old. Question 45. How old was Abram when he was renamed Abraham and given the commandment, the mitzvah of circumcision as a sign of the covenant? Not as a covenant, but as a sign of the covenant. See, a lot of ones, they miss those details there. As a sign of the covenant. According to Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 14, how old was Abram? He was 99 years old. And therefore, Ishmael, right, was 13. Ishmael, 13 years old. Abraham was 99 years old. Oh, years young if you think about it. But question 46. What does the Hebrew Brit Milah? Brit Milah, some might say Brit Milah or Brit Milah. Brit Milah. What does Brit Milah mean? Brit Milah, it means ritual circumcision. Or more literally in the Hebrew, it means the covenant of the word. So often when they refer to the Brit Milah, Brit Milah is often, you know, known to refer to the Judaic circumcision rite. And they would call it the ritual circumcision. But the actual Hebrew Brit Milah literally means the covenant, the Brit or Brit. Brit is if you speak in quicker, Brit if you sound it out. Brit Milah means the covenant, Brit of the Milah, the covenant of the word covenant, the covenant of the word. Question 47. How old was Sarai when her name was changed to Sarah? According to Genesis chapter 17, verse 15, how old was Sarai? She was 89 years old when her name was changed to Sarah. Question 48. Why did Abraham laugh? You check that out. Why did he laugh at the idea of being a father, a daddy, a father at age 100, at age 100? According to Genesis 17:17, why did Abraham laugh at the idea of being a father at age 100? Well, now the sages, the Hebraic sages, many of them said that he laughed from joy. Some say, reading and say that, well, he laughed from joy and not from scorn. Yah foretold, right, that Isaac, you know, that Isaac or Yitzhak actually would be his name. This is an interesting thing. Yitzhak means laughter. Well, this actually brings us, we're about to get to that question right here. Question 49, what baraka, what blessing did Ishmael receive, did he receive based on Abraham's prayer? What blessing, baraka, did Ishmael receive based on Abraham's prayer in Genesis chapter 17, verse 20? Well, Yah would make Ishmael into a great nation. And from him would descend 12 princes, 12 emirates. So sometimes they refer to today as the Arab Emirates. Emir is another way of bringing out the sense of princes, 12 princes. Question number 50. What does the name Yitzhak, what does the name Yitzhak mean? Chaberim, Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. The name Yitzhak, Isaac, means he will laugh. Yitzhak, Yitzhakal Bamarinya, but in the Hebrew, Yitzhak, he will laugh, or Yitzhak, he laughs. So the name Isaac in the Hebrew, Yitzhak, means he will laugh, he laughs. So it's like the present to future sense, right, of the verb. He laughs, therefore he will laugh, Yitzhak. It's from the Hebrew verb, sahak means to laugh. Also can have, sense of to laugh. Right here, question. Now the 50th question, 51. What was promised to Abraham regarding Beno Yitzhak, regarding his son Isaac according to Genesis chapter 17, verse 21. What was promised? Yah would establish his covenant. What was promised? It was promised that Yah would establish, that Yah would establish his covenant, right? Yah would establish his covenant with Yitzhak, with Isaac, and not with Ishmael, not with Ishmael. Now, this whole point is kind of interesting, you know, when we see what even goes on today and what is believed, the differences between even the Torah, the scriptures, the Bible, and what we find written within the Quran of the latter day, you know, Pseudonymous Ishmaelites. Now, this brings us right here to the 52nd question. How old were Abraham and Ishmael when they were circumcised? We touched on it before, but to seal it up right here, Genesis chapter 17, verses 23 to 26. Abraham was 99 years old, and Ishmael was 13. Chabarim. So right here. Water here, Sister Bridget here. Look a tune right here. Righteousness. Tune right here. Stay tuned. Look a more. Yes, sir.
You know that you're righteousness, we say. Every get to you, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness, we say. Every get to you, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Diligent, and to be diligent and also to pace ourselves. Right, you know, to chew the cud, right, and chew upon the manna of the word. So this is where the summary, right, the sabbatical summary. So here for this lek lika. So two words, lek, go, lika, li, right, the prefix for, of, to, lika, for self, for your male self, lek lika. Call of Avram, the call of Avram, also emphasizing why in this singularity is important, because Avram, right, is the mandem. It's a very important message to the mandem. If we start to recognize what period of time it was, Avram, the exalted father, the high father, the name is significant. The high father is the exalting of the true patriarchy. The true patriarch, that black Osirian. Here we have the Osirian, right? The Hebrew, the Hebraic Osirian, right? And also with his sister, his achot. He said, "Say, you know, she is my." Well, he says, "She is achoti." Ehite, we say ehite in the Amharic. Ehite achoti. She is my sister. She was his sister. But she was also his wife, but not in the ancestral sense, but in a very close sense. Right? She was his sister, but they did not have same mother and father. Right? So very close family link right there. Now, why is this important? It's because in Kemet, we have this, some tried to explain it away, but that marrying of one sister. Right, but looking at the typology of the black Asurian, Osirian, who Abram, the high exalted father, is and represents. Within Abram and Avraham are many central and key themes. Right? One of them is concerning, and he believed, or he believed, in you say, usual Christianity, you say, he believed, right, coming to the high heights, he believed, he lived in this. He acted, because faith without works is dead. He believed, and it was accounted to him, right, and it, really her, she, for tzedakah. The tzedakah is an interesting word, tzedakah, also used as charity. Tzedakah is like the feminine form of, we have tzedek in that sense, righteousness, right? Or one will say justice, tzedek, terdof, justice, thou shalt pursue. So as we study the Hebrew, we begin to also see the harmony, right, of the male and the female, we say polarity, so to speak, of the divinity. So even in that duality of the Trinity, we see the male and the female aspects. Because Abram, he believed it, which is her, she was accounted to him for tzedakah. It was accounted almost as charity in the sense of the charitable righteousness. That's significant. So when we say Abraham, the black Osirian, both in the sense of from Ashur, right, or one might say Assyrian or Osirian, and then Ashur, there's two words, very close words within the Hebrew. One of them refers to black, Ashur, and his Isha, right, or in the next sense of Isha is woman, wife, Isha from the Ish. Right, we have that from the Aleph Dam or the Adam. Then we have Eshet. as in virtuous woman, Psalm, not Psalm, but actually Proverbs, in Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman who can find Eshet Chayil, the woman of valor, the Eshet, or Oset, Eshet, Eset, Oset, Saint, Satio, your Saint, the Eshet, the Eshet, one might say Oset, in the more commit-to-you sense, but in the Hebrew sense, that is the woman, say the true woman, the wife, right? That woman, wife type, the Eshet. So as we start to look at it, we see that in the ancient, there was this typology that was shared. Now, ancient Kemet, Mitzrayim, because of their particular, you could say, the decisions they made and what they did, it has been preserved in that dry, dry land. But this does not make it that they created these terms, but Egypt becomes the mouthpiece, the preservation, in the sense, of these typologies that were universally, we talk about the Hebrew hieroglyphs, the glyphs, the sign, the language, preserved. So beware when one say, well, this language is such and such. At a certain point, we see many of the languages are similar, and there's similarity in the Afro-Shemitic. So we even say Afro-Shemitic because one particular mode of language has a certain orientation. The next one, and we see this blend, this Creole. The Creole of the language is very, very important, too. But what it proves is the African-Asian connection. That is Imperial Majesty, right? We could say on that world stage, visiting all nations, fulfilling those prophetic aspects that he will be who he be, the man who is assigned and sealed that's born there, fulfilled. Very important that he speaks of the African and Asian continents. This is even to say, in a biblical Hebraic sense, the Afro-Semitic, right, or Afro-Shemitic, the Kamo, Shemitic sense. So those who would seek to divide and conquer because of a misreading of our scriptures, make me come together, each one teach one, grow in grace and in knowledge. So going through just a brief summary right here, but focusing on that key aspect of the word sound, go for self, trod for self. The sense that KJV translates as get thee out, get thee out, get thee out, go for self, trod for yourself, go for self, right? Get thee out, come out of her. So first is the call. So the first significant summary item, especially for the disciples, the newcomers, and the course of discipleship, also some more words on the course of the discipleship. Not so much as the monetary cost, but also give thanks for the contributions and donations of brothers and sisters. It's very important that that is also what tzedakah, when you talk about tzedakah, righteousness, tzedakah is also that charity, not just to give, just if one wants to say they give to anybody, one can do so, but especially charity, right, begins where at home. So in the bait, in the house, in the family, and amongst the disciples and in discipleship, so that we can grow, not just the platform, but also, we can say, the real world, the real on-the-ground activities, the kibbutzim, as well as habarim. But the first thing first, and we're learning from this right here, this example, that Avram is called out of where? Basically, essentially, out of Babylon. Now we can go into some of the other related manuscripts of the book of Adam and Eve, the Gedla Adam, and these are very important reference points. But right here, suffice to say, a brief summary. The call. First thing, the call of Avram, the call of the High Father, the Exalted Father, the one who's raising and was raising up and raised up the standard of the true righteous patriarch. Second item, the Isha, right, as Ahot, the Isha, right, the wife, Mist, the Mist, Bamarinya, Mist, as the Ehit, or Ehit, Hebraically, the Isha, or the Eshet, Eshet as Ahot, the Eshet, the Oset, the Oset, so Sarai, the Oset, right, the Hebraic Oset, as Abram, right, the Hebraic Oshai, you know, Asher, Osher, Asher, Assyrian, Osirian. So we have Avram, third item, Avram and Lot divide the land. So we have a very interesting theme. I think we even sort of bring it out more in the sense of gang and, you know, all of these items concerning gang, you know, among the once lost, now found black and brown, and conflict resolution and peacemaking, and Abraham as a peacemaker, learning from his example, but also zooming in once again to the key Torah portion words, Lech Lecha, go for yourself, go for self. He did not tell him to take Lot, but what they said, no good deed goes, in that sense, they say unpunished, right? But Lot and Abram and Lot divide the land, or they go their separate ways, stop the quarrel, we call it, right? Making peace. Both of them had their herds, they had their cliques. This was over the resources, the natural resources. So it makes us now look at it in the full of the nine areas of people activity, and not just from a pseudo-Western whitewashed Gentile mentality where ones look at it only as so-called religion, but also the other nine areas of people activity. So we even see the business sense of this, and also resources, right? The fourth item is the war. Some call this the First World War, right? The war between the four kings and the five, often referred to as the four against the five against the four and the five. Very interesting that the four and the five together is nine. But a very interesting Torah portion, this, the war, First World War. The fifth item, the covenant between the pieces. The covenant between the pieces, but I call this fifth item right here, if we're looking at the TPV, Volume 1, Bereshis, right, the Hebrew book of Genesis, right, the introduction and compilation that we did, Ras Adonis Tafari right here, the Bereshis, right, ones can get the free PDF or order a hard copy. Here, looking at this hard copy that we have, and recommend it, one should get a hard copy. We're seeking to make it possible where ones and ones can get all the central books that are recommended, and over the last several shamans have been used and used with great benefit, you know, to our knowledge and the fullness of the perspective, you know, getting a good HD, a good resolution, you know, within the reading and feedings and the growing in grace. But the fifth item that's called the covenant between the pieces also is the revelation of the name El Shaddai. So we have the revelation of the name El Shaddai, which is the Almighty God. Very important, this revelation of El Shaddai, right? And also the connection with the Hebrew Trinity, right? And also the revelation of the pre-incarnate, we can say, Word, right? That pre-incarnate, that when we say pre-incarnate, before the Word was born of the Black Madonna, Kadistin Glamaria, the matrix of matrixes, right? So here we have the covenant between the pieces, also the El Shaddai covenant, also 400 years is connected all in, I think it's chapter 15, very important chapter. Then the sixth item is Hagar and Ishmael. Hagar, the Egyptian, the Mitzrayimite, right, and Ishmael, right, and the connection of Ishmael on one hand, somewhat pseudonymously with the Arabs, because they were Arabs before Ishmael, that were not of Ishmael, they were Arabs. If we look at who the Arabs were, some look at them as an Ethiopic, you could say black people, because remember we have the Ethiopian influence in ancient Babylon, even with Namrud, or the one called Nimrod. Right, so when some of the, even the right Israelites, they had that sort of right there, saying that the Ethiopian connection with Babel, right, and Babylon. So we now have an exodus coming forward out of Ur of the Kasdim. Seventh item is the covenant of circumcision. So sealing up here with the covenant of circumcision. Some say this is a covenant of the flesh, right? And on a certain level of it, it's a hygienic code as well. But the covenant of circumcision, right, as that outer first things are the natural things, example of it. So looking over some of the subject matters, the summary items, the seven of them, the call of Abraham, what's in the call of Abraham? Wife as sister, what does that mean, Chaverim? Lot, Abraham and Lot, right? Abraham and Lot. We also refer to this as, there's another on the website. Let's just bring that up for a moment, brothers and sisters. Just while we're here going through this right here. There's another reference that we use for this right here. But here, suffice to say that they divide the land. They divide the land, but the reasons why they had to divide the land, the quarrel, the strife, right? No strife, brother. No strife, brethren. And also the choices that they made is very important, the choices. So the quarrel with Lot, that's what we call this commentary to our portion here, the quarrel with Lot. But that would be the third item after the call of Abraham, the call of the Hebrew, we could say Osirin, wife as sister. We've had Sarai and Sarah as the Eshet, the Hebrew Eshet, the virtuous woman as sister, Achot. Then we have Abram and Lot, the division of the land, or the dividing, the separating, basically the separating. There's a quarrel between their cliques, their sets, their gangs, or their herdsmen, right? Their cowboys and shepherds, right? And the war, not this, but they separated. It was a peace. Abraham made the peace. After that, there's a war between four kings and five. And in this section, the fourth summary item, we have Malachias Edek, the introduction in HaTorah of Melchizedek, right? After, you know, Abraham is successful, right? After the success in this particular war, but it began off as a rescue mission of Lot. Then we have the El Shaddai revelation, right? 400 years, the covenant between the pieces. Then we have Hagar and Ishmael, right? Some other items related to that, but we sum it up here as Hagar and Ishmael, because El Elohim has heard Ishma. Then we have the covenant of circumcision. So just for an overview right here, brothers and sisters, take a little Selah right here.
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't bring it out right there, but Eshet Chayil, a virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31. Often it's translated as virtuous woman, but more literally in the Hebrew is the woman of Chayil. It's the Chayil Selassie, power. The strong woman, right? That virtuous woman, the strong woman. And in a later sense of Hebrew, it could also be like a warrior woman. It's kind of interesting looking at that from the Hebrew perspective and what we get out of like the KJV, King James Version. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 to verse 31. And sons and manda, get used to reciting that before the family, the sisters, the daughters, the mothers, the wives, the sons on the Shabbat Eve. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, the Eshet Chayil, the woman of valor, the woman of strength, from verse 10 to verse 31. So here, to the call, lek leka, get thee out, the calling, righteousness. Right choiceness. Yes.
I'm not sorry.
Study, there's a few divine names, very important divine names revealed. There's El Elyon, and here, there's El Shaddai. Here's one of my nine favorites, Jamali, here with El Shaddai.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
For the seeds, some are sowing.
chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was... Chapter 17. And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee, in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations. He that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face, and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. And Abram was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him.
Circumcise, circumcise your heart, Yahuwah Yivarek et kulkem. May Jehovah bless you all. Here, here,
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above, rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov, Shavua Tawah, beautifully good, strong to come. Hashem Shua, Yahuwah Yibarekat Kulkem. May Yahuwah bless you all. Here on the outro, I won, right here, I won with El Shaddai. Shalom, Chavarim.
Wally, my real life, last year, we said, yeah, Rastafari. A winner is naturally. I won a boo house and a tame. It's my time enough. A time ghetto youth to shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise on thee. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. In this worldwide world, there's no one like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you, man. El Shaddai. You stay with me. True was my hustle. My Lord is my savior. True was my struggle. He is my armor. In my battle. He made me conquer. So we gave him the mantle. King of kings. Lord of lords. Stripe of Judah. And the conqueror lion. Bonani Mada. Bonazi Ago. Ye Bosele. Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work, them. Open up my ears to hear your voice, them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strengthen my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai. El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai,
by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Kakam na Adonai. We who praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shower another blessing right on me. That is good while you work, no other like you. So I will never El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. There's two angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life slot, yeah, I wish it. Shah! Rastafari.
Shalom, shalom, Chavarim, Hashem Yeshua, Shabbat Tov.